Today we're joined by Sarah Bain, Executive Director of the Boone County Hospital Foundation. Good to have you back, Sarah.
Thank you. Always good to be back, Jim.
Here we are. It's not that we're winding down the year and saying, you know what, if you want to do some smart, wise giving, the foundation is a way to do it. But yes, that's one of the things we'll talk about.
Yes.
Holiday time comes up. You guys have just a host of things that are happening. First of all, let's go back. Harvest Festival.
Yes.
You had a lot of people that turned out for it, and I mean, they dressed up for it. We did Derby Day, didn't we?
Yes. Good job on remembering the theme. Well, it was really awesome because about, I would say almost everybody was in some sort of hat, costume. It was really fun.
Did we serve mint juleps?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we did. Of course. It was Derby Day.
Of course, it's Derby Day.
Anyway,
so
that is, it's one of the, every year you do something, we call it the Harvest Festival, but it's in the fall of the year, and you target special things, usually, as a rule for that.
Yes. Well, and we were in October. We moved it to November, trying to get away from some of the activities and things of the busyness of still a lot going on with school and kids. And so there's kind of a gap in November where there's not a lot going on. So we did move it to November. And so we are hoping that that still does consider it a harvest type of event. But it was funny.
There were a few people hanging around out there doing it. Yeah. Not many here, but anyway.
Yeah. So we, this year, it was funny because part of my speech was we were the 15th year on November 15th. So it was kind of a golden anniversary of sorts, getting to celebrate that. And every year we kind of started a theme, I think probably 8 or 9 years ago. And people more and more tend to get into it every year. And I said, the Derby Days was fun. Some people made their own hat. You know, some people had the garb, like the dress, and the, you know, guys had on some hats. So it was just, it was a lot of fun. And being out at 1868 Farmhouse was amazing and beautiful, sure. Of course.
And the weather was not bad.
And the weather was nice. Yes, we had a nice day that day and a great turnout. And we raised our record amount of money.
All right.
Yeah.
Was there a theme this, I mean, not a theme, there was a theme, but was there a least specifically something you were looking at?
Yeah, like a purpose for the fundraiser. Yeah.
Because a lot of times that helps.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. So just to kind of give you the full background there, we kind of got away from the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new auctioneer. She calls herself a fundineer. I said she puts the fun in fundineering because she is a blast. A young lady from Colorado who comes in to last year and this year.
Okay.
And we've raised, again, the record amount of money that we've raised has been, I think, a lot to do with her personality and really like her getting into the whole
atmosphere. She's got a way of getting people to raise that bid.
Yes, absolutely. So we kind of, with her, we got away from the silent auction. So what we've been doing is this wild card auction where we sell a card, a playing card, and then we have 5 baskets that people can pick from. And those range from $500 to $1,000 per package. And yeah, it's gone over really well. And then we, you know, we're a little bit maybe selfish on our part that we don't have a ton of stuff we have to set up. Sure. But it's also really fun because they, you know, it's kind of a game of sorts. Yeah. So we have that. And then we do have the live auction. So we still kept that with just like 6 items on the live auction.
Okay.
But alone, just from those alone, we raised, gosh, I want to say $35,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Just from those. And then the purpose. So then we also have a fund in need.
Yeah.
So we started that years ago where we have one project. We create a video. We bring in, you know, patients or people who are impacted by whatever it is that we're raising money for and present our case for that cause. And it was interesting because this year we did something a little different than we've done in the past. Typically, it seems like it's a renovation project or it's equipment.
Sure.
And this year, we went with our new Project Be the Light program. Yeah. And really, the premise behind that is that we want to give money to families in Boone County who are experiencing a cancer diagnosis, up to $5,000. There's an application process for that. So we've given out one grant, and we really wanted to build a solid base to be able to do several, at least a year.
Sure.
So that we can really feel like we're not just kind of out there getting a couple hundred dollars here, a couple hundred dollars there, and hoping for $5,000. So now we raised that night, well, I just got another $2,000 check, almost almost $70,000.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost
$70,000. That's a pretty good base to work on.
It is. And it's, it allows us to be able to create an investment behind that and, you know, continue to build and grow and then serve the families. And I know I have at least one nomination that's going to be coming in. I just sent out the application. So really word of mouth is going to be important for us with that program.
Again, this was a one that Michaela had been involved with earlier, where she worked previously, and she wanted to have something like this going here. Just so happens, Boone County, number two for cancer cases.
Yeah.
Going to say.
In the state.
Not that we want to go for number one. We'd like to be 99. But
right, so right. 100%.
There is definitely that need.
Yes.
And so now you got a good base going on there. Funding for this or fundraising for this will obviously continue. You constantly, because this is money you're going to get and will go out.
Sure. Yes. And absolutely. And we've actually already notified our corporate sponsors that our rates for our corporate sponsorship are going to go up at the beginning of the year. And part of that is because rather than coming back again, our whole point of not coming back and asking over and over and over for all the different needs is that we're raising that amount so that we can include Project Be the Light. We can include some of the things that we're doing to help fund, you know, continue to fund those really important projects and programs we're working on.
All right. Well, we do have a lot of things that are coming up as we hit December. I know there's other things that you are working on. And I know, again, the contributions, donations, the giving, because in the past we've talked about this, like many years ago, we talked about people when they are giving contributions at the end of the year, and a lot of people like to do that. This is the time of the year when they start picking things. Instead of doing five, why not do one or two and make it a bigger impact?
Yes.
It's impact giving, really.
Yeah. Impact giving is a great term. Value-based giving, just really honing in on your values. You know, it's interesting because I will never deny a $25 check, let's just say.
Sure.
I mean, every little bit helps for sure, and it all adds up. But I think that, you know, a lot of people tend this time of year to write $25 checks to maybe, let's just say, 10 different places.
Sure.
What if there was one place that really spoke to you and you wrote a $250 check and made a bigger impact? So that to me is the value-based giving that, you know, it makes a bigger impact ultimately.
And again, each person has their own thing
Absolutely.
That they like to support. Now, some will give significant contributions to two or three again, which is good.
Yes.
You know, I say don't get, I mean, it's all about it. And like you said, some people, the best I can do is a $25 check.
Right.
And if it's for two or three or four, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Keep giving, yes.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the third. You know what? As late as the latest Thanksgiving is going.
Yes.
Did we all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's in December
this year. It is in December this year. It's so strange. But yeah, and I would say too, I mean, it's kind of funny how it all works together too in terms of like nonprofits. I think that, again, Giving Tuesday is a great example of nonprofits all kind of working together. And when I said back with that, you know, impact giving, I'm promoting the hospital foundation.
Sure.
But I'm also promoting people giving to the places that mean the most to them. And typically, a hospital foundation does rise to the top, especially when somebody has something happen that's emergent or in their family that they have used the hospital. So that oftentimes comes to mind. And then you have the opportunity on Giving Tuesday. And, and all of us nonprofits are out there collectively with our hands out. So, you know, again, going back to your values and what's important to you. And I think that as long as people realize that, you know, how important charitable giving is, it's literally good for your heart. I mean, science proves that giving is good for you, you know, literally, biologically. And also just the spirit of this time of year, too. Yeah.
Always is at the holiday time. All right, so Giving Tuesday is coming up on December 3rd.
Yes.
Please remember the Hospital Foundation, obviously, but if you have others, feel free to give and contribute to them.
Yep.
Salvation Army, this is a busy time of the year for them, obviously, yes. And we need them.
Yes, absolutely. And I know for us, at least, we will have a variety of ways that people can give. We will have different social media mm-hmm. posts out there. Our website, you know, is obviously one of the best ways to find us. I mean, right at the top, you go to our homepage and it says, you know, foundation, and you go to that page and sure. donate now. And so that will come back to us that way. But it's funny because a lot of times I'll be out at different events, especially with Project Be the Light. And
yeah.
people are like, oh, sorry, I don't have cash. I'm like, oh, no, we can accept anything. We have Venmo. We have credit card.
I got it all.
I've got all the ways that I can accept your money.
and again, for so many, again, the tax deduction, obviously, a lot of people, this is the time of year you're looking for that. Hopefully you visited with your financial people.
Yes.
And we do know you have a financial person that's going to be doing a podcast with you, too.
Yes, yes. So my board president, Shelley Graybaugh, actually already did it. I think we've released it. Okay. So it's out there. And she just does an awesome job of really laying out some of the different options and opportunities. But I know there's a lot of rules behind this whole IRA and being 70 and a half and having so much time pass and then having to give a certain amount. And it's like, sometimes it makes my head spin. So I don't know how other people feel about it. But, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or to your financial advisor and we can help. And, you know, I think that it's also in the best interest of people who want to maybe avoid tax penalties and,
sure.
and give it to someplace again that they care about versus it going back to the government, I guess.
Shelley does have the Edward Jones thing. She does have some expertise in this area.
Yes. So she does a wonderful job of laying out the information in the podcast.
And again, those are things, yeah, people tend to forget about, especially it gets so cumbersome trying to keep track of all the things. What? I have open enrollment. I got to do this. I got that.
Right.
And at some point, yeah, you have to start taking some of those dollars out and doing something with them.
So. And I don't know what all it means, but in a year from now, there's also going to be tax reform at the end of this.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So there's going to be an opportunity again where potentially taxes are going to be going up and businesses and individuals will have the opportunity to give some dollars back in a way that they can avoid some taxing.
And if you can find something local, mm-hmm. bigger impact for your local community, too.
Yes.
Always works. All right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys really do at holiday time. We've got, what, a cookie sale coming up? What other things are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, it's the year end. So we, of course, mm-hmm. will roll into December, like you said, with Giving Tuesday. Year-end giving opportunities, and our auxiliary has started, I think it might have just been the last year or two, they started doing this cookie sale. So I know we advertise that it's from 9 to 4, but I would highly recommend you be there probably between 9 and 10 in the morning, if you can be, because they sell out fast, but it's really great. They all make cookies, and then they just make an assortment, put them in boxes, and people can buy them. The donations go back directly to the auxiliary and to the hospital.
Are these healthy cookies?
No.
Look at all oatmeal raisins.
No, they're not healthy. It's okay.
They're holiday cookies.
They're holiday cookies, so it's a balance, right?
That's what I
always say.
It's always, again, yes.
Just walk.
Don't eat them all at once. And then, yes, get out and walk afterwards, too.
That's right.
One of the things you started a couple of years ago, Santa Claus comes and visits you. You have breakfast with Santa. It's getting to be, this takes a little work.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of participants in this.
Yes. It's so funny. Well, we don't have on our flyer what year it is, but I would be curious to look that up. I know that we've been doing it for quite a few years and obviously had to take a few years off with the pandemic and went back in person last year and back in person, of course, again this year. And it's so much fun. And it's really interesting because we actually did in our strategic planning this year, we looked at a couple of our events that maybe don't make as much money. And I would say that that's one of them is Breakfast with Santa. But it really was more about the impact and bringing people into the hospital, having it be a community-wide event. Again, going back to Michaela's mission and philosophy. And we really felt that it was important to keep it. There have been years where we've had about 300 people there between kids to all, you know, because sometimes there will be three adults for one child because it's like grandma and mom and dad or, or aunts and uncles or whatever it is. But they come out to the hospital. We have breakfast. We have a photo option with Santa, of course, so that they can talk about what they want from Santa this year. We'll have a craft.
Okay.
We have a cookie decorating table that's going to be sponsored this year by Dutch Oven Bakery. Okay. So that and then we also have reindeer food. So they get to take reindeer food. So, I mean, it's a pretty extensive breakfast with Santa. It's not just breakfast.
It's a busy morning.
It's a great morning, yes. It's busy and lots of fun. So that's 8 to 10:30 on December 14th.
On the 14th. I do know you like you want people to get signed up in advance. Part of it is so we are prepared for what's coming.
Yes, absolutely. We want to have people sign up ahead of time. We will accept people at the door. There will be an increase in the price. We also do not turn anybody away, but we really need them to sign up ahead of time because they can, I think there's like a box they can check that they're applying for a scholarship to attend. So we want it to be all-encompassing and have everybody enjoy the event.
Just so they can get an opportunity to actually come into the hospital.
Yes.
And for some, this would be a better day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's,
when they go to the hospital, sometimes it's not a fun day.
Yeah, and that's why I oftentimes share, too. It's like, this is a fun time to come to the hospital. You're not coming in with a broken arm or a fever or whatever else that, you know, little kids are coming to the hospital for. So it's not a scary place. It's a fun place.
So, and then the downside is if you have to bring your child there another time, they're going to wonder if Santa's still hanging out there. So
Yeah, right.
I know. Could be. The big thing is try to get signed up and do it early. Again, savings for that?
Yeah, and it does look like December 2nd is our early bird. So we have a couple weeks yet for people to be able to get signed up ahead of time, have that lower rate, and then from there it goes up.
Okay, so plan for it. If you have kids, grandkids, just great. It's a great fun time.
Yep. Yes.
They get so busy.
Yeah. And again, look at our social media page, BCH Foundation, our website, which is boonehospital.com. I always have to think about that because there's no county in our in our website. So it's just boonehospital.com.
If you go to the hospital's website, you're going to find the foundation is on there.
So yes.
You can link to it and everything's there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So as we talked to, again, end of the year, planned giving and stuff like that. And I know you are constantly looking for where do we, what things are in need? What are we looking at? We got some new things that some dollars can be directed towards.
Yes.
So we got a lot of different things that are happening.
Yes. Well, so this year we changed up our department request process. So before we were doing department requests twice a year, and I think that it was a great program. I think that it was wonderful for the years that we ran it. I think it was like 10 or 11 years that we ran that program. But one of the things that, you know, again, Michaela wanted to see was let's really look at the capital budget and the capital needs and actually identify, you know, what we're not able to fund in those capital projects and bring that to the foundation. So that's what we did this year. They did and brought it to the foundation board. And it was about $100,000 worth of items. Subsequently, we have the auxiliary gives $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So we'll get that right off the top. The Good Trust gave us $12,500 towards towards the stair chairs for the ambulance. They wanted one in each of the ambulances, so four of them. And then the Beckwith Foundation, so the F. William Charitable Foundation, we just found out gave us $25,000 towards that same project. So again, anytime these dollars come in, it just offsets for us to be able to do more if something comes up that wasn't planned or expected. Then the foundation has the opportunity to come in and help the hospital. So I think it's great.
Again, perfect example, the stair chairs that are for the ambulances. We got it. So they all had the hydraulic. again, saves on everybody's back, and I've watched them use those things. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
For the ambulances. But now StairChair is a little different device that not all ambulances have, and not all hospitals have them there. But Definitely. It's a great addition to mobility for patients.
Well, yeah, mobility for patients, mobility for our staff, you know, can be a reduction in our own staff having any kind of, you know, incidences going up and down stairs, trying to take patients up and down stairs. So it definitely is going to be helpful. And those dollars were able to help us get all four ambulances equipped versus just one or two to start with, for example. So, yeah.
Get it out there. Then other things that you're looking at, I know there's a couple, there's others, because not everything falls into the capital budget. They only plan for so much.
Right, right. Yeah, there is a couple of, in the wound clinic, I think they needed a couple of like therapy chairs or tables where they're providing their therapies. Infection control, we're buying this infection or disinfectant. Well, not an infection robot. We don't want to infect people. We want to disinfect. So in a disinfectant robot.
Kind of
so,
a robot.
I know, I'm thinking of the Jetsons here. Like, you know, there's like this little robot that's going to be walking around or wandering around the hospital. And like, basically it just kind of sprays the air as it wanders through. So it's just kind of helping keep things clean, especially this time of year. It seems like that would be helpful. And then ER, we're getting some of those electric type stretchers, kind of similar to the ambulance, where they can go up and down. Yeah,
because if they get patients in, and the ambulance might have to go.
Yes.
They take their head and go.
Yeah, take their equipment with them and head out.
Yeah, no, because it's easier to move people around and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool. those are the items that we've been presented with thus far. And like I said, I think that it was a little conservative. I'd like to see, I've told my board, I'd like to see them be challenged a little bit more on maybe some other projects or things that the hospital has. And we know that it will happen. It's bound to happen. Our needs are endless. So it's going to come along.
Yeah. We're getting the parking lots done. We got the helipad done.
Yes. So
there's a lot of things. Quickly did want to say, this is, again, time of the year when a lot of people can plan for things. If they want to do a regular gift and want to designate it for something, things like that, it's easier just to sit down and visit with you and talk and say, what kinds of things are you looking for? I know you've got some people that come in and say, I want to contribute this much, but I don't know exactly which one I want to give it to.
Yeah.
Or what area, because you've got a lot of choices.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people just walk in and or write a check and say, I just want it to go to whatever is most needed. And so that's like our unrestricted funding. But there's definitely areas that people can, you know, specify towards. We came up with a guideline a number of years ago, just because otherwise we would have 100 different funds.
Oh yeah,
you know, but so it has to be at least $1,000 for it to be specified. Mm-hmm. But some of them are already set up, and so if they're already set up, then it can be any amount. But yeah, so that's where, like you said, talking with me is kind of the best option.
Or just say, hey, let's go with Be the Light.
Yeah, and they can do that too, because we know that's going to be ongoing and for a long time to come. So
again, we have a lot of activities going on for the foundation as we get into the end of this year. Mm-hmm. But again, great time of the year for people to visit and think about where we're going to give and what we're going to do. And look for the podcast out there with Shelley on it.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll also have our planning, you know, heading into 2025. So again, like I mentioned earlier, we have those corporate sponsorship letters that we send out the first part of the year. So if there's somebody out there that's not receiving a letter that wants to receive a letter, please also reach out to me for that.
Help be a supporter.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for joining us again, Sarah Bain, Executive Director of the Boone County Hospital Foundation.
Thanks, Jim.